Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Somebody call Brian Cardinal because we're going to need a custodial broom for this sweep that's about to happen. It's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast after dark. Joining me, as always, is my bro host, my fellow Mavs fan for life, Ruben Tomas. How you feeling, boss?
I wish it was the weekend because I definitely should have had a few beers in me tonight for this game. But I'm hype, but like my hype has like died down because it's late and I've been up forever. So
really, really bringing in the dad energy. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, okay. I really am.
I love it when you call me Big Papa New Guinea Pig. Squish 41, what are your thoughts?
I'm ready to join hands with Timothy Dwayne Hardaway Jr. and fight God.
And it's about time he fell. I don't know.
No, you gotta keep talking.
All right. Well, not trying to alienate half of the populace that listens to us, but, you know, hail Satan. Speaking of which, our editor-in-chief, the closest thing we have to a real journalist, but we don't hold that against him, Bryce Patterick, joining us today on the pod. How are you, sir?
Oh, I am fantastic. I have been tweeting through it all night and happy to join you bros and talk Mavericks basketball. It's been a while. I've missed you guys.
We've missed you. Yeah, it's just in time for us to talk about the fall of man and all of God's creation as Squish and Tim Hardaway.
The fall of Terrence Mann.
Yes. The fall of Terrence
Mann. Yes, that's great.
One small step for Terrence Mann, one giant leap for Terrence Mankind. So, guys, we're up 2-0 on the Clippers. This is insane.
Who saw this happen? Who saw this happening?
When I predicted Mavs in one.
Yeah, exactly. We did call this on the pod, Mavs in one.
Mavs in one. Dude, oh my God. I cannot fucking... I watched that entire game. Like, I was, like, getting kind of sleepy, like, at 9:15. And then by, like, 9:40, I was, like, wide awake. And just, like, ready to join hands with you, Squish. And Tim and my God, like that's like, dude, I this game like that.
Why would you fight Luka?
First of all, it's Dirk, but dude, that first half was just a fucking like just they were blitzing each other like it was crazy, bro. Like the firepower both sides had for that first half was insane. Like you would think if we scored 71, we would be up, you know, or whatever it was at that. Sure. Like you thought we'd be up. And it was like, no, we're down like two. And it was like, this is so fucking stupid how like offensively minded both teams were that first half. And then like that second half was just like, I was literally like standing like in my living room the entire time, like pacing, like, yeah, that shit was fucking amazing. So
I was squatting like the whole second half in front of my TV just so I could jump every time we scored.
I about broke this new office chair that I got. Like I was just like rocking back and forth like a nervous mess. Also, shout out Mavs Marie, who gave a very bold promise at the beginning of this game. I won't say what it was, but
I know exactly what it is. I saw it.
Shouts to Marie. I saw this. Instead of following through that promise, you could just send me a bunch of cookies and I'll have your back for chickening out on your promise. I think all of us will if you send us all those delicious cookies that you make.
Bro, those are so good.
None of that is any sort of innuendo. It's literal cookies. Like we're just
literal cookies. Yeah, no, seriously, like, literally okay, cool. The most delicious
I'm
cookies I've ever had.
Making sure I am just putting that out there into the public space because none of us are understanding these things. Yeah. No, of course not. No,
were you there for that?
I'm the outsider, but I'm the loudest, so it's fine.
That's what matters.
I guess I was It was the rest of us three that were there, like hanging out. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, oh, you guys were having a great time, having some beers. It's cool. Don't look the fight.
You're don't act like you weren't invited. I mean, you could have driven up.
It was a Sunday. It was a Sunday, though. I don't know if you're working Monday, but it was a Sunday. So,
no, it's cool.
Oh my God. Okay.
Half-hour drive. This is fine. So, guys, I mean, any thoughts? I mean, like, I feel bad. I actually haven't. I watched literally the last 4 minutes of this game, just delighted. I just got done with a.
But practice. You had a good reason to, though.
Yes. Yeah. I'm practicing currently with Jake Lloyd, which has been really awesome. And shout out, Jake. We got some cool things in store coming up. But aside from that, I've missed a lot of the game. And I was just like, oh, you know, like, I mean, at first, I didn't realize how late the game was. It's like, I was texting the guys. I was just like, he's like, hey, are we recording? I'm like, you guys are recording yet? And then he's like, no, game's still on. I'm like, oh, great.
The Rangers game started at 8:30 and it was already done by the time the Rangers or the Mavs started at 9:30. I mean, it wasn't actually, but like they were down 10-1 at that point. So I'm like, all right, I can just turn the stupid game off. All right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, that's what we just call Ranger things. And it's a 80s nostalgia of just us being bad. That's Rangers things. Guys, clips. We're kind of just kind of doing this one off the cuff. We did not plan anything aside from just reacting to this awesome game. So,
yeah.
I didn't plan on this.
I planned it, but we got some,
this is news to me.
We got some prompts. We got some prompts in my tweets about things we could talk about.
Okay.
Let's see. First one, we could. Oh my God. Okay. Doyle asks, why are the Clippers such an embarrassment to the game of basketball?
I got an answer to this. It's because they're named after a pair of scissors. And that's a stupid ass mascot. Everyone knows you just gotta be a rock, and you.
I honestly like the Los Angeles Scissors better.
the LAS.
I like actually, it mainly because it's also a sexual maneuver, and I think that makes it much.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I have another answer as well. God is punishing them for leaving the greatest city on earth in San Diego and going to Los Angeles, which is a trash city, and sharing a stadium with another team that is clearly much better than you and has a billion banners, and Taylor Swift has more banners than you do. Like, why did they leave San Diego? San Diego is objectively better. The weather is nicer.
How many defensive player of the years does Taylor Swift have?
Probably as many as Paul George. Actually, I think exactly as many as Paul George.
Yeah, I think they both have the same number, which is three. Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. Another question comes from. Let's see. I'm trying to find good ones. I mean, they're all good, but try to find the best of the best. Oh, should we go? Okay, Lazarus asked, should we go ahead and sweep these scrubs or what?
I like building the suspense a little bit. Why not go five?
Sweep them for that sweet game four eruption at
home.
Home fans.
Oh my God.
Luka goes for 100 in game four.
Hand them the broom. I want Luka to hand it to Marcus Morris specifically and kiss him on the cheek.
I want to see Luka hand Paul George the piece of paper with a 100 written on marker to him as he gives it, and have the black and white picture of him giving it to him
as
have him make like 10 step back threes from like 30 feet so that Paul George can say, I don't care, that's a bad shot in a post game press conference.
PP13.
I want to go back to slandering the Clippers for leaving San Diego, because if they didn't, then it could be my dream job to go cover the Padres in the summer and the Clippers losing in the fall. That would have been a nice little thing that I could have gone and done. But no, they left San Diego, so I can't do that. So I can just watch them and laugh from afar, which, you know, feels just about as good.
Let's see.
I can't tell who would have a better or worse drug scene, Los Angeles or San Diego. I can't tell which would be better for the players.
Well, depends on what do you mean more available. I feel like would be Los Angeles, but like,
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, San Diego, I don't know anybody that's walked out of that place sober. Like, I'm just...
I, I, I mean, I did, but I also left on a plane at like 7 a.m. So like
that does not count. Okay. Like you probably had some secondhand, just like cocaine that was just in the air that you probably breathed in the airport.
There was a lot of weed in the air. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of a,
right,
a Cali deal.
I don't know. There's something about San Diego where it's just like the you want to be certain that it's actually grout in the pavement, not just cocaine. It's just,
you get sure. made high by how beautiful the weather is. Like that's a thing. Like you don't even need drugs. It's just like it's 65 to 75 every day and sunny.
It's here. Genuinely upsetting.
How is this possible? And you just like get high. Like that's what I imagine drugs are like.
I can confirm. Yes, that's exactly what it feels like there.
okay. Let's see. Next question. Yeah, for real. We're a family podcast, guys. Next question comes from Davis. Right. Yeah, that's exactly. He asks, discuss the best trash talkers on the Mavs.
Luka?
Luka's like ascended, like to, he's getting towards like a legendary, like, trash talking status. Like today, I think it was against like Marcus Morris, he was like, this motherfucker can't guard me, and I was like, that's fucking great. I love this.
He had a bucket on Beverly late in the game and just was just ear, you know, wetting him the entire way up the court.
Yeah.
This is a family podcast and I'm a family man. He did a probation squish on Beverly's ear.
Was it leaning, standing, or laying down?
It was a reverse plank probation squish on Beverly's ear.
I need an adult.
I can't take you guys anywhere, bro.
This is after podcast. Dark. Everyone knows what was going into this. This is the Skinamax of this podcast.
The Skinamax. Yeah, I'm showing no skin. I'm just going to turn my camera off.
We'll know what's behind that black screen. What's great about next a lot question. Of those crappy movies was just like there wasn't even really any nudity, so it just looks like two people sensually moving furniture, like
so weird
to the left.
Disgusting. Anyway, yeah, next question comes audio. From
you act yes, like we're not moving question. Furniture right now.
Anyway, next question comes from Cade. Sure. Why have the Mavs been so good since the introduction of Mavrilo Bolovic?
I mean, we completely can't ignore that.
Completely unrelated.
There's a correlation.
No, there has to be. There's none. There's none. There's
always a correlation. Always a correlation. I can always make a correlation.
It was me.
Good.
Yeah, it was since Squish got out of jail.
I get out of jail and we're doing good.
You're actually, welcome. that actually might be even more correlated. Actually,
I'm dabbing. Ironically.
Oh, I thought he was just.
whoa! It's the dab sound.
I like this audio dabs.
I know. I hate
audio dabbing.
Let's see.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Mavs Network asks, has Tim finally lived up to his aspirations of being this team's Finley?
It's officially Tim Hardaway Jr. trade.
Yeah,
as
bro.
As I'm concerned. Yeah. That man is badass, and I'm buying a fucking jersey, even if we don't re-sign him.
We're rebranding it. It's like the Dwight Powell trade.
Yeah.
The trade for Rajon Rondo? No, it's the Dwight Powell trade now.
Yeah,
the Kristaps Porzingis trade? No, it's the Tim Hardaway Jr. trade. It always was. What are you talking about? It always was.
Yeah, that KP guy was a throw-in.
The thing about Tim calling himself like the Finley, I think that like it works like that. I guess you know that a comparison. But if I'm honest with you, man, I think he's more of a Jet dude. Like just like when he's hot, he's fucking scorching. You know, like. And I don't remember Jet ever being like when he like was bad. He never really was like bad, you know. But he was also came off the bench. That's the other thing. Like,
no,
I think the Finley comparison makes more sense.
No, I'm actually even leaning more towards Ruben because like Jet's shots, like Jet is just a chucker, and like that is what Tim Hardaway has like always been, and like he is finding like the actualized version of that. I mean, like he's not this, like he's better defensively. He's not quite to the level of distributor and defender that Finley was, but he's a better shooter and I think a better scorer, better, more offensive force. But like, I think for me, the thing that makes that comparison to Jet more apt is the just unmitigated confidence. And when he's hot, literally the dumbest shots will go in. Every single shot is going in. Like with Tim, I feel like every time I'm watching him, like if he's going to hit, like if he's shooting a wide open, like catch and shoot corner three, like no, that's too easy. But like a stupid five dribble, like fade away, like off the bounce after 18 dribbles, 30 foot fade away three-pointer, like I that's going in every time.
Yeah,
but the easy ones never go in. Hard ones 100%.
He's definitely our heat check guy, where it's just like, okay, yeah, I've hit three in a row that were good open shots, time to shoot the pull-up shot from 10 feet from the three-point line
from 35 being guarded by a guy and then help defender coming over. Yeah, it's like
Tim Hardaway could be in a phone booth with Rudy Gobert and think he's open. It's so exactly, good. Rush. It's so
I love that confidence. You need several guys.
You need guys like that. You have to have guys like that now.
To go back to that trash talk comment though, I think Dodo's probably got some good lines in him. Like he seems like the guy that mutters under his breath, but it's just like you hear it. It's like, oh, he fucking
dude. I think you're right. It's like he won't say it very often, but like when he does, it's just like really quiet and just like, dude, you suck. And like it just eviscerates any guy's confidence the core
with like right. 2 to 3 words.
He absolutely would.
It's like some weird shit too.
All right, so next question.
You smell like pineapple.
Like you would wear that pair of socks, and everyone's like, I've rethought every pair of socks I've ever worn.
It just gets really close to Paul George.
Do you like those shoes?
Those shoes don't deserve your name on them.
The PG fight. Yeah, anyway, let's see. Aiden asked,
those shoes don't say PP.
Fucking bastards. Okay, shut up. I'm tired. Okay, next question comes from Aiden. How important is Kristaps to our success in future matchups?
I would like for him to produce. I mean, yeah. I think that doesn't take away from anything that we're doing. I would certainly say that like right now our offense is clicking pretty well without being dependent on him, which is good. I mean, like I think that I like just having the upside of Porzingis have it. Like he's more than capable of having a 35 point night if that's what happens. But like, it's, I don't want to game plan around. We need to rely on that in order for, we need to make sure that he has his 20 and 10 so we can win. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like that's what the game plan is anymore.
He's a flow player at his best. And I'm waiting for him to realize that because the possessions where he locks into that and it just kind of finds him instead of him hunting for it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to see. And it's really easy for him, but he wants to do more than that a lot of the time. So I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I thought he played fairly well tonight. He just can't move anymore on defense.
Yeah. The way that
it's alarming.
Yeah. For me, he's the ultimate luxury player. Like when he is hot, when he is good, it's like he only plays like 60, 70% of the games. And like when he's playing, about maybe half the time, like 40 to 60% of the time, he's like at his peak. And when he's at his peak, like the Mavs are just ridiculously good. But like, that's kind of questionable when he's your second star and he's your highest paid player. Like that's not exactly what you're looking for. But when he's on, he really makes this team. And like, I'm not going to go back and retroactively be like, oh, I don't know about the trade. I don't know about giving the contract. Like it made sense at the time. Like paper, it still makes a lot of sense.
There is no convincing me of any, like, I think you make that trade because he's already had better games than any player that we traded away or any player that draft stock included. Like what do we give up? The draft pick so far that we have given to the Knicks, was it Kevin Knox one of them?
They haven't conveyed yet. They haven't used them yet.
Yeah. Who was it? It was Cam Reddish is the only.
Okay.
Matt, like,
right,
pick that has been picked with a Mavs draft pick.
I see, because I know there was some sort of.
There'll be somebody in this draft.
Right. Okay. So, ultimately, though, top 30 pick, whatever, top 25 pick, where however far we go in the playoffs now, like
the Mavs did. By the way, for those of you wondering, the Mavs did get the tiebreaker for higher draft position in their pick between them and the. Whoever they're tied with, the Portland and the Lakers. So that's better for the Knicks, but not for
Mavs. Good for them.
I have a question from my brother. It's more of a comment that I just want to jump off of.
Oh, Jesus.
From Bradley. Remember when Pat Bev said, quote, next 5 years are mine?
To Steph,
I do remember that. And I also want to say that I don't believe that he's going to be in the league in 5 years from whenever he said that, which was like, what, before last year?
That was like against
hilarious.
That was like against.
No, it was. Steph, wasn't no, it? I think it was in like preseason. Like I feel like it was. He said that to I don't know, like in like summer league or something before like last season. Mm-hmm. Like whenever he found out that Kawhi and Paul George were coming to the Clippers, he's like, "Yeah, next 5 years are ours." And I'm like, well, yeah.
There's like well, your best players aren't there for 5 years. You're hedging a lot of bets here.
They're right, there guys. For two.
All right, guys, let's pick two.
God, I really hope they leave.
Let's pick two more questions. Playoff Pickle Boy, great fucking name, asks, after getting a 2-0 lead, any changes to your series predictions?
I mean, because we did say Mavs in one, so I guess like they're past.
You have to now do at least three.
Yeah. they might quit game four and forfeit.
Yeah. No, but real talk, like I had them winning in six. I'm still sticking with that. I think that, you know, I think we're, you know, I think the Clippers are due to just fucking blow us out of the water at least one game, you know, but I think we have it in six. So that's why I went with the beginning of the season. I mean, the beginning of the playoffs too.
I'm going to predict an aneurysm for all Mavs fans and still say Mavs in seven. It's
good. You fucking bastard. Man,
just because I don't want to feel, I'm perfectly happy to be wrong. I would love to be wrong. But just I'm not settled until like the final buzzer sounds and the Mavs are actually in the next round. Like I feel like the next game, like game three, playoff P is gonna have like his one and only really good playoff game that like he actually contributes to winning as opposed to just putting up his own numbers. Yeah. Like I like this team, their ceiling, like right now, like they're right up there as like the best. They should be the team to beat in the West. They're not, but they should be because they're healthy. They have two of the top 10 players in the West, maybe in the league, depending on how they're doing that night. They have a coach who's won a championship, which granted he did with LeBron, but like that's still a really hard thing to do. And Ty Lue is still a good coach, and they've got playoff vets around them, like a very deep team. So I don't know. I think this is still going to end up being nervy. I would very much like to be wrong, but I still say Mavs win it, and it's gonna be nervy.
I mean, Mavs like seven. I think ultimately, like we can't discount what the absolute baffling things Kawhi Leonard has done to teams that were not as good as this one. I mean, like for him to just drag Toronto to a championship is something where it's just like you really cannot count him out until like all four, you know, all seven games or however many games are played. So I agree with you on that.
He also had multiple time champion Danny Green with him.
That's a valid point. Yeah. So we've
and an actual point, he had an actual point guarding Kyle Lowry, who is a very good point guard,
right?
And two guys who could create. And that like that's always been the Clippers' problem is like, I mean, Kawhi is amazing, but like he's the only one on their team that could really create at like a high level and score for himself. Like Rondo can create pretty well. They have some other guys. Reggie Jackson has been doing very well. Like towards the end of the season, like Reggie Jackson did much better than I thought he could. But like the only guy who could score and create for others is Kawhi Leonard. And like you need multiple guys that can do that.
I like Bo Outlaw version of Reggie Jackson. I think this is a good look for him.
Really fitting. Like it's a really fitting comparison.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a good phase in his career. I don't know. This Clippers team, when I see them, I see a lot of like, they don't seem very cohesive or like they like each other that much. Like it's weird.
It's a weird vibe, right? Like
it feels like five guys all trying to impress the same girl, but they're all buds. Like none one's being someone's wingman. They're all just still trying to make sure that they are the best one. But like,
it feels like five guys, burgers and fries,
five guys, burgers, not just burgers, you know, it's burgers and fries.
Five guys, please sponsor the podcast.
Yes, please.
Oh, please, Jesus.
We consulted Jeffrey Dahmer, and he's like, I don't think there's five guys in this burger.
Maybe three or four, but not five.
Not five.
This is definitely a three dude burger.
Which
three, the rival business, three dude burger.
Three dude burger.
That is a much better sponsor for this podcast.
It's a little cheaper
on brand.
A little yeah. cheaper, but you don't get as many fries.
Yeah, we're also sponsored by Rake and Shake. It's like a garden supply company.
It also sells
Rake and Shake.
It's actually just a guy just angrily shaking a rake.
So to go back to the question, Squish, do you have anything to add? Like, do you have any re-prediction questions?
What are better sponsors for us, Squish?
No, the question the question being, like, what are your predictions now that we're up 2-0? Like,
Mavs just kidding. One. All of our regular sponsors are great. We love them.
We're in the second round, right? Mavs in one.
Yeah. Cool. Sweet.
Let's see. I'm stuck on 3D Burger. I've moved on.
Next question.
I'm starting a business.
Hey guys, when Nerlens
Don
Noel...
and I already took out a loan. Like we're moving.
We're doing it.
Yeah. Wait, there's four of us here. Which one of us is getting cut out, and which one of us is being in the burger?
No, we took out the loan, and then y'all are running the place.
Yeah, that's it. Best of luck. Bye.
See ya.
Let's see. Next question comes from Will for Thrill. Is it time for the Clippers to press the panic button? I feel like they did that today. Yeah. They did that today with having Kawhi play the entire first quarter. Like, I feel like they've already have their hand on the panic button, just like lightly grazing it.
We literally took Kawhi Leonard's best shot tonight and still won the game handily. So like,
They honestly should have pressed the panic button last year after the Mavs took them to six with no Kristaps, which they should have won at least they should have won the series. If not for Kristaps getting hurt and like a bunch of other nonsense, like the Mavs took them to six. They only got blown out in one game, and like they were right there in all the other games. Like that should have been the panic button pressing in the first round last year. They didn't press the panic button. They're like, no, we're fine. We're fine. They go up 3-1 on the Nuggets and they get annihilated, embarrassed, and just undressed in front of the entire world, giving up those three games in a row. And they're like, okay, well, I guess we'll fire this Hall of Fame coach, Doc Rivers, who did his best, and we'll bring in another guy and not really change anything. We'll just bring in an old Rondo and that'll fix everything. Bring in Rondo and Serge Ibaka. And as much as I think they are good players,
yeah, Serge Ibaka is great. I love Serge Ibaka.
Serge is great, and they needed Serge. Serge is the Anthony Davis weapon, which, after watching what Anthony Davis has done against the Suns, I don't know how much anyone really needs an Anthony Davis weapon. But like, they needed some big changes and some actual if anyone needed Chris Paul like the most badly, it was this team, not the Suns.
Well, but they already kind of blew their asset load. I can't not laugh at those two words. They blew their asset load on getting the 15.
If instead of trading for Paul George, they traded for Chris Paul.
Interesting.
I feel like that would have been so much smarter, because like, as good as the team is, like they need like a legitimate like starting point guard, a guy who is like veteran and can score and just knows how to win. And like Chris Paul is exactly that.
Which would be
someone that can run an offense,
right?
Yes, exactly. And like when you have Kawhi Leonard as your secondary creator or your tertiary creator, which he was in Toronto, like they had Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet creating stuff more often than they had Kawhi. But like when it came to crunch time, if something wasn't working for Kyle Lowry or VanVleet, they just gave it to Kawhi. And like, that's what you want him to be. That is his role. And also it lessens the load on him on offense of like running everything and being your entire offense, that he can go be massive destroyer, unleasher of hell on defense, which they needed him to be.
And I know this guy was having a rough start to the year, but a lot of players were like that. It seems like trading Lou Williams really bit them in the ass.
in the long run, right? Yeah, it just seems
like right now, because this series right in now. Particular, that's a guy that the Mavericks have never been able to deal with, and they don't have him. Yeah. That's a big thing. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, it's so nice to not have Lou Williams come in and just torch everybody in his path.
Yeah. Yep. I think giving up on Lou Williams was like giving up on Lou Will and Trez. Like,
yeah,
the Trez one made sense. Like, he just in a playoff offense, like he does a lot for your regular season. I think he helps teams like win a lot of regular season games. But like Lou Will, I know he can, he is just paper mache on defense. Mm. And like, he actually gets away with a lot of fouls because like refs are like, I honestly think the refs pity him. Like, yeah, what the heck is this guy gonna do? Like, let him get away with a reach in every once in a while. Like, what else is he gonna do? But like, he is just pretty much unguardable on offense as well, and they really need that.
When, I haven't.
When Kawhi's not on the field,
I've noticed with the Clippers that like, I wonder how much of it's a culture thing because they have just put Kawhi and PG-13 on this. On this pedestal of these two are the greatest players ever. Like this is who we traded. Like this is what we traded our franchise for. Ultimately, we're building around these guys and like the culture of the locker rooms were, cause it's like, they both rest a whole bunch. They've both have made every accommodation for those two specifically. And the other guys are just like, sure. And like, there's apparently like huge divide in the locker, like in a way that people like respect it with Kawhi to a bit, but then like, you know, Paul George, there's not that same amount. Yeah, he hasn't had that same amount of respect. But I wonder,
they both just coast. Like the entirety of like why they fell apart in the playoffs is because they coasted so much in the regular season last year. Like, regardless of if they had the pandemic and they had to go to the bubble, whatever. Like, they still would have fallen apart in the regular in like the regular the playoffs because like they never practiced. They didn't. They just kind of got things handed to them, and like Kawhi kind of needs that. Paul George really doesn't. Like, he doesn't have a chronic injury. It was just like, oh, I'm friends with Kawhi, therefore I've been pretty decent my whole career. Like, let me just get all this stuff handed to me, even though I have never won a championship or even made it to one conference finals and then got just shell-shocked by LeBron.
I think the other thing is that, like, because they have this, like, the team is ran around those two guys – whenever now they're basically forced to create doing one-on-one stuff, and like the other guys are most of the time just kind of like standing around, and then whenever one of them's off the court and another guy has the ball, they all look like they don't really know what to do. Like Rondo's looking for someone to like move, but like they don't have a team offense. They have a get guy set up to get in his spot that he likes to kind of make a shot happen and drive or, you know, kick out to a three. And it's like, it's so, I think it's interesting seeing someone like Luka, who's his whole thing is setting up his other players. Like, I mean, he's obviously getting his own points, but like we're seeing so much more energy out of guys like THJ. We're seeing energy out of Dodo. We're seeing energy out of Dwight Powell, like Kleber, like all these guys that are just so like just stoked to be a part of it. Cause I feel like they're just more involved as opposed to like, I mean, Luka's clearly our star, but like, again, his mean isn't just get the hell out of my way so I do my thing. He can do that if he needs to. But like the offense is built like it's a big fun functioning machine when he's at the realm of it, rather than just, all right, PG-13, get your shot off. Okay, wander back, bust ass on defense. Okay, Kawhi, go create. Even though that's not like his best way of using Kawhi, he's an awesome off the ball offensive player. But instead, he's like, yeah, I mean, he's making it work. Like, he's still a man amongst boys. But eventually, like, just he's not the same offensive level as James Harden, for instance, that like that ball dominant guy that can make anything happen. Like, he's great, he's really good, he can get to certain spots, but like, if that's just your single plan, like, I don't know how well that works in the course of an NBA offense right now. Like, I don't know if that's enough points from just one player.
It doesn't. And like, you've got to, it takes a very special kind of player to be like a one-man offense. Like, even James Harden, who is elite, maybe the best offensive player like ever, like just a singular offensive force. Like, even with his amount of touches, like, players got kind of bored and like over it in Houston. Like, guys were like, all right, I'm sick of just like sitting in the corner, just like watching James go off. But like, Luka is similar to him in the amount of touches he gets, but he also does a better job of getting more guys involved and feeling like, all right, I'm a part of this offense. I'm not just like standing around the corner, like waiting for Luka to do his thing and like dish to me and just catch and shoot. Like, right. It's a more well-rounded offense of like,
oh my God.
And you need that for guys like Kristaps, who wants to be a part of the offense, and like just everybody wants to be a part of the offense. If you're a player, like you want to have a part.
Bryce, did you not edit? Did you not edit?
You gonna cut this out?
No, I'm just it's so funny. I don't
just now reading this.
I just checked the Slack. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. Anyway, so our last,
I'm too busy carrying this podcast.
Our last question. Oh my God, I lost it. It comes from Mavs. I think it's like Mavs, it's like Italy Mavs fan. And they ask,
is it like Italy Mavs fan?
No,
Italy Mavs fan.
It's Italy Mavs fan.
Oh my God, it's Italy Mavs fan.
It's like Italy Mavs fan.
No,
so get an Italy Mavs fan. We're going.
Bases are kind of loaded.
No, so anyway,
they're so drunk.
No, I'm not at all. I wish I was. This will go a lot easier if it did. Anyway, no. He asks, how do you hit a free throw?
Elbow in, or actually, first thing you got to do.
This is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so what you got to do,
you got to
dribble the ball two times in front of you, one to the side, so it reminds you to bend your knees, just like Rip Hamilton does. Bend your knees, elbow center, gooseneck, all day. All day, baby.
The key to hitting a free throw is bend over, let your knees touch your elbows.
But yeah, those were really all the questions I wanted to pick out, man. We got bombarded with like 80 fucking questions, and I was like, I love you guys.
No, this podcast. That's hurtful.
Well,
you want to go to bed?
Speaking of bombardment, I got 49 random sentences to say from the lovely folks over at Mavs Twitter.
you gotta say all of them in the next minute.
The next minute, you're crazy.
Let's do it. Maverick Dan asked us, talk about Luca's girthy hog.
No, you gotta read it how it sounds.
No, no, thank you.
Sorry. Talk about Luca's girthy hog.
No, thank you.
Matthew McConaughey. Talk about Luca's girthy hog.
I'm recusing myself from this conversation.
You guys want to go into space?
Please. Is that Lincoln commercial? That Lincoln commercial where McConaughey's like,
oh my God.
All right. That's all right. All right. All right.
You guys, that's a big girthy hog.
God damn. This is going off the rails.
Do you see the hatchback of that brand new Lincoln Continental?
How should I read these?
You can fit a big girthy hog.
I mean, we haven't seen Jerry Jones in a while, dude.
No. We need Jerry Jones and some McConaughey's on some of these.
Wait, I'm gonna find the tweet.
You want to tag team this with me, Dan?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, please.
Oh shit! I don't know your name anymore because you're redacted. There we are.
I'm perfect. Redacted.
We have lost all journalistic credibility.
Yeah, none of this is okay.
That was for the beginning. This is for people that stay to the end and want a treat.
give me random sense. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is like the
Matthew McConaughey as a treat.
Hi everybody, I'm just a little tootsie roll that's wrapped up in a little piece of wax paper, and I coincidentally taste like chocolate wax paper.
What was that one of them?
No.
What?
No, that he was just like, how does McConaughey sound like as a treat? And first thing I thought it was Tootsie Roll. All right, so you got Tall Traveler first.
Well, no. Okay, this may not work.
Oh shit, this may not work.
Someone said that the gif of the little girl throwing a tantrum I tweeted looked like a deep fake of the game. of Beverly. I love Mavs Twitter so much that I'm gonna read sentences. I can't tell you who these are from. You know who you are. Anyway, you're too fucking small, because there's like seven L's. I have to shout this one out because this is fucking Rutuge,
and
I had to mute my mic because I snort laughed at this. Rutuge shares, Luca farted in the Clippers' faces and choked their nostrils. All right, moving on.
A slightly different. Yo ama Luka Doncic.
Fuck the Clippers. All my homie hate the Clippers. I want you to sing this.
Yes.
Luca, 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 he plays with the joy. Luca, 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 he's our wonder boy. Like a soccer chant. Hope that was good enough.
Yeah,
too fucking small. Exactly, Timothy Dwayne Hardaway Jr. Marcus Morris is a bitch. Luca is a top five player right now. Job isn't finished.
Top five. Job Why are finished. They just describing him so. Like that? He's top zero.
Clippers is a fitting team name since they'll all be on a boat somewhere in the ocean in about 5 days. Shout out Pfizer with a P. Pfizer with a P. There we go.
It's Blake.
Blake.
It's Blake. Blake. Yeah.
Thanks, Blake.
Job isn't finished?
It's pronounced
Job
blocking,
isn't finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Vagina slice bonbon.
At DFW ticket for some reason.
That's like that was something from them.
But what a fool really believes he sees.
Wait, did the
no
actual
wise
ticket at you?
Or no, someone
no,
they
no,
were
no,
adding it and you. Okay.
Are we reading these or discussing these? What are we doing?
So, we're reading.
I
know Ruben's ready to go to bed.
I fucking am, bro. I'm so tired.
But what a fool believes he sees. No wise man has the power to reason away what seems to be. Is always better than nothing, at all. Okay. Poetry person.
That's right. When I cook spaghetti, I like to boil it a few minutes past al dente, so the noodles are super slippery. Ow.
My apologies in advance to our Slovenian listeners. I'm going to read this like a Texan.
Apologize
da T-Bog Jabo Mater, Clippers. Tell me what that means later, and I'm so sorry.
God Foster doesn't have eyes.
Big time Timmy Jim.
You can't put the biscuit back in the can, but you can make the biscuit in the oven and spread some butter over it.
Pat Bev, more like past his bedtime.
Is it because he's too small?
Mm-hmm. A lot of he's too smalls in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, but I love it.
This is the way.
Clutch Hardaway Jr. better be getting maxed this summer.
I have spicy butt pee.
Who the man?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Okay.
You can't choke if you get swept.
That's a good one, dude.
Razzmatazz hop skiddly doo. That's a classic from Josh Howerton. Really? Thank you for that.
Mavrello for MVP. Thank you, sir.
I don't
DM
like it.
At Jay Montelli like for all of your solar needs or questions.
Oh, I love that dude.
Fuck the Clippers, just like how PG fucked his mistress.
Oh, that's so
snap.
Oh, it's okay. He only cheated on his wife to do it. It's cool.
More moving
Steph
on to
Curry
me butchering another
laugh.
Language. Kedor ne skechiki ni slavink.
No.
Talk your shit, loser. Luca, talk your shit, Luca. That's right. I read two at the same time on accident. Saying, the one below it says, tie loser.
Tie loser is very good. Very, very good. I think we've gotten through all of them. Am I wrong?
Anything else? The world will know thy name. The 2006 NBA Finals were rigged.
That one's correct. That's a fact.
Luca Don... I gotta read this one like I have to read this like Marvello. Luka Doncic, good at the ball game.
Terrible.
We're all getting Mavrello B tattoos if we win the ship.
The hell I am.
It's the Hardaway trade. Luka Magic. The vibes are immaculate. The Clippers tank for this. There we go.
I still hate that all these people are like saying immaculate vibes. I'm like, that's not your thing. That's not your thing. Like a TV reporter that like is like the in-game reporter for the Nuggets, we're just like talking about like off day vibes are immaculate. I'm like, no, Katie Winge, no, there's a Mavs thing. Quit trying to steal it. I like you. You're a great reporter, but like, that's a Mavs thing.
Oh, this is my favorite stat from the series. The Clippers
are 0-2.
No, the Clippers.
That's my favorite stat.
Well, the Clippers gave Luke Kennard $64 million, and he's played 0 minutes in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, how God, awesome would that be to just
they
get
did that on purpose?
$60 million to Look, not I'm, have to play. You're just getting paid to work out and hang out with other millionaires,
and not get scrutinized on the internet for everything.
Oh no, we'll still tear Luke a new one every once in a while. Like, why are you here? God. Why were you drafted?
I would give literally anything to be a 6'5 white man paid $64 million to be a professional basketball player and not have to do jack shit. That's literally my dream.
I too want to be Steve Novak. He was probably like 6'5.
We forgot one. Well, I guess this is growing up.
Oh my god. Okay.
Well, this is devolving into even more madness.
Follow YGTrace on twitter.com.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a hard pass on that one.
Libra murdered Pat Beverly.
Wait, Nancy Lieberman murdered Pat? Well, Kleber.
Stop.
Gonna start spreading the conspiracies now. Yeah, guys, real, this has been a whole lot of fun. It's gonna
have Nancy Lieberman trash talk on here.
I don't even
remember. We're not doing that.
Nancy is a saint.
Is there a way we can combine her and Maxi Kleber to have Max Nancy Kleberman? And
you give Maxi Nancy's vision Kleberman and passing ability. Maxi would win MVP next year. Like, just facts.
Oh man.
I just gotta say, so far the rested legs theory is 2-0. Get fucked.
It really is.
Get fucked.
The restless legs syndrome?
Get absolutely bent. No, the rested legs theory.
Oh, so the opposite of restless legs.
The Mavs were going to be the most rested they have been since the preseason.
Yeah, so that's exactly what you thought. That's exactly what
I mean. They got some quality naps in, because I'm a big nap guy. I believe in naps.
Naps, ice baths, strip clubs. It was all there. We played good.
Sometimes all three at the same time.
You ever call it a nap in an ice bath inside a strip club? Then you haven't lived.
Jerry Jones, what are you doing here?
Oh, God.
I know a thing or two about that. Oh, you thought the Mavericks, even though they didn't sign Giannis, were not going to hear from me on this victory podcast. Well, you were mistaken. Now they got this guy, Mavarelli? Mavarella? Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, Mavsparella.
Gives me the heebity-jeebities. But boy, can he throw a mean party.
You were Mavarella threw a party for you, Jerry Jones? Is this an owner thing?
It's an owner thing. Yeah, okay. You wouldn't be invited. Not yet. Not until you own something.
I gotta know, is Johnny Walker just in all the water fountains or just yours?
That's what I fill my Texas-shaped swimming pool with. Just me and Mavarelli kicking it, drinking the water, swimming in our own juices. And
can he swim or is he just buoyant? Is he just like rotating in the pool?
Totally buoyant. It's hilarious. He tries to dive. It doesn't work. It's a great party trick.
Does he make like the dodgeball ping sound every time he hits the water?
It's like bouncing all around like the DVD screensaver. Yeah, it's adorable. Anyways, guys, I got to get back in my helicopter.
Goodbye, Jerry.
How does he float into my house?
Into your room.
Jerry Jones, everybody.
But like, he floated. He there's no hole in the ceiling. He's gone.
Have you seen Invincible yet?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So like, never mind. A breastless person would get it, but oh gosh, it's so great.
Well, just texted me after.
It's good to be back, boys.
It is.
It's good to be back to saying a bunch of nonsense for the good people of Mavs Twitter.
For reaction pods, man. We need, you know, the more wins we get, man, the more we're gonna do these. So, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on if you like us or not, which I'm hoping you do because you're listening. But
thank you guys so much for listening. We greatly appreciate y'all. Thanks for submitting questions and responses, MFFL, and check us out actually at MFFLs.com. We've got great articles there, game recaps, the whole thing. Please review and share the episode. It means the world to us. We do our best to put out a good product out there, and we really appreciate just everyone there. So we will be on probably at our regular time as well, but we just wanted to do this React Pod for you guys because we love y'all and we love talking Mavs. So for Bryce Patterick, for Squish41, for Mr. at Reddit Mavericks Ruben Tomas, I am Don Denham. This has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I guess probably good morning at this point. No one's listening to this at night.
Actually, I've already gotten DMs saying that a lot of people are going to be listening to this the second it's up.
So. Good night, everybody. Go to bed. It's too
God
late.
God bless you guys.
Also, good morning. Whatever happens.
Later, guys. Later.
Podcast in, please.